Hello there.
Hi, Peggy. Guess who this is?
Why, I could never, never guess.
It's me, Paul Jones, Peggy.
Oh, of course. Oh, you forever playing tricks on poor little me. Oh, Paul, how is your eye?
Well, the swelling's gone down, but it's just as black as ever. Golly, I hope those two black eyes I gave Butch go away before the basketball tournament.
I don't care if they never go away. Butch is a horrid, awful bully. After the way you trounced him, I'll bet he never makes fun of my way of talking again.
He hadn't better if he knows what's good for him. My Uncle Joe says Butch's head a licking coming to him for some time now.
Oh, you know, I think I'm going to like your Uncle Joe.
Yeah, I reckon you will. But he's sort of lazy and no account, though.
Oh, I just know he isn't lazy at all. He just acts sort of casual-like.
Yeah, he sure does. Nobody seems to pay much attention to Uncle Joe in this town, but he's got a big heart, and I like him, even if Mother can't stand him. He's always and forever saying things to Mother just to get her goat, razzing her about the Missionary Society and all the clubs she belongs to and that sort of thing.
Oh, your mother is a most important woman in this town. I do hope I'll get to meet her sometime.
I sort of reckon that would be kind of proper now, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
You know, Uncle Joe and your Grandpa Enright used to be the best of friends.
Oh, you do think a great deal of your Uncle Joe, now don't you?
Yeah, you can't help but like him. Even if he don't do nothing but hunt and ride horseback and drink liquor and gamble.
I still say he sounds like a gentleman of the old, old South.
Well, he was down South for years.
He was?
Yeah, he was a construction engineer or something. And when he came up back North, he wasn't worth a hill of beans. Grandma Jones says he was either disappointed in love or else he got the hookworm.
Oh, dear me. I'm sure it's nothing that serious.
Are you going to the game tomorrow night, Peggy?
Well, now, I reckon I will.
Well, I was just sort of wondering if I could take you home after the game.
Why, Master Paul.
I might be able to borrow the car from Pa, but even if I can't get it, it's not such a long walk.
Well, I hardly know what to say. I reckon there's only one thing to do, and that's to ask Aunt Priscilla if she thinks it's proper for you to escort me home.
Uh-huh.
You know, my Aunt Priscilla is very, very strict with me.
Uh-huh. Well, you ask her permission, will you, Peggy?
Well, I most surely will, and then I'll let you know after class tomorrow.
Gee, I sure hope you can make it. Bye now.
Bye.
Gosh, ain't she swell.